KX93.5, this morning's Not Dead Yet. Our spotlight on Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones. Of course, that was Hot Stuff from the Black and Blue album. And I could not be happier that this was the interview for this morning. I've got sitting across from me a Rolling Stones fan, clearly, and just a fantastic chef in town, Patrick DiGiacomo. And people mispronounce that name constantly,
don't they? And you have killed it on this.
Well, thank you so much. I studied for days on this name, man. Now, you are the food committee president for the Taste of Laguna this year.
That's correct.
I cannot wait for the Taste of Laguna. This is something that we all wait for.
We're really excited. This year, we have over 30 restaurants. We're just jazzed. We're going to do things a little different this year, where we're going to have foodie awards, which they've never had before.
Okay.
And really excited about it. In addition to myself, we're going to have Chef Jamie Gwen, who's just a wonderful celebrity chef, CIA graduate. It's been on Food TV Network multiple times, HSN, QVC, KTLA has her own radio station, piece that she does. She also has written 7 cookbooks.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm honored to have her and her wonderful mother, Lana Sills, who they co-produced together, and we're looking forward to really having someone. It's going to be a sort of at an informal kind of moment. Now, I have to stop there for just to say one thing real quick. I was very fortunate this morning to come in to arguably some of the best chimichurri that I have ever tasted in my life. And Ed made it for me. And I got to tell you, we need him next year at the events because he would win best sauce.
You are way too kind.
This chimichurri was spectacular.
You're way too kind. That is my mother's recipe, by the way. Yeah, handed down through the generations.
I love it. Thank you very much.
That's just way too kind.
Thank you.
Let's talk about you.
Sure. Thank you. Wow. What would you like to know?
Do you have a favorite personal dish of yours that you make? Like, if I were to show off for somebody, I'd probably do that. I'd probably make the chimichurri. What do you show off for
people? If you came to my house, I'd probably do. I'm a comfort food guy. That's what we did when I owned Kitchen in the Canyon down on Laguna Canyon Road.
Which we love.
A lot of comfort food there with a twist. And they continue to do that and do a wonderful job over there. But I would probably do stuffed shells for you with the ricotta that I would get from New York that I have either flown in or I can sometimes lucky enough to buy it at a wholesaler here. Sausage and peppers, something real simple like that would probably be my go-to comfort food. I just think it's amazing.
Now, ricotta, do you ever buy store-bought?
I actually do. There's a company in New York called Polio that makes what's, they call it New York style, and I sometimes order it right from the company, but I can get it at Restaurant Depot on occasion over in Costa Mesa. And it's without a doubt the best ricotta I've ever had. Whole milk, I always try to use whole milk, not part skim, and it just changes the whole complexion of the sauce itself.
It takes a distinctive palate to be able to tell the difference. Yeah, it really does, and that's a great palate.
It's wonderful. What I wanted to talk about just a little bit is just to let the chefs know that are going to be presenting at the Taste this year a little bit about the types of awards we're going to have. Okay. It's going to be pretty low-key. We're going to go around early on in the event, go to every table, taste the 2 or 3 items that they have, and then just soon after that, put the awards on the table so the guests that night know who won those awards.
Okay.
For example, we're going to have things like most creative dish, best dessert, best plate presentation, best table presentation, best vegan dish. We're really excited about a really good vegan dish. So any chefs out there that are listening that aren't planning on a vegan dish, please bring one if you can, because we have a separate award just for that.
I cook for a vegan at home.
You do?
Yeah,
so you
I have a vegan at home, and
so
I know. And it's tough when you go out. It's tough to find more than one vegan dish.
What's different this year also is we have Tara was great wishes just above the Festival of the Arts Center where we're having this event, was gracious enough to sponsor the VIP event. So for those that are VIP, and we still have some tickets available, you get early access, you get access to the VIP reception. There's an after-hours reception that's included at Royal Hawaiian.
Oh, that's cool. That starts at 9.
That's exactly. And you get in at 5:30 instead of 6, so you get there early. You get raffle tickets. You get some drink tickets all included, and you get early access to all the dishes that are out in the main area at the festival. So it's well worth the $150, and it's going to a great cause. Whatever is left over after this wonderful event goes to Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, which I, while I'm here, I have to do a shout out to Meredith Downing and the wonderful job
she's done. Give her some love. Give her some love.
She's taken over. She's amazing, relentless, tireless worker. So I'm really proud to be a volunteer and working with her.
Fantastic. Now, if, in case you don't know the date, it's the 18th. It's just a couple of days away.
It starts at 6 o'clock for the standard ticket. Goes till 10. It's a blast. We're going to have some great local music there with Ken Garcia and his band. We're really excited about it. We should probably have in the range of 500 to 700 people there plus.
Right.
So now, it's going to be packed and the weather's going to be perfect.
When you get a bunch of chefs together in a situation like this, are there chef snobs? Is there such a thing as chef snobbery?
There actually is. I haven't found a lot of it in Laguna Beach. Right. I've been when I opened the restaurant down here, I was amazed at how kind all the chefs were down here. Right. So everybody's been amazing. And this year, we have a couple of, like we have Rue that's going to be there. Wonderful. Right. Robert Villanueva, who's a wonderful chef and worked with me sometimes at Kitchen in the Canyon, is an amazing chef, and he's going to be there. And you're going to have South of Nick's, which is an add-on to Nick's. So we're looking forward to having a little Mexican twist there, too. We're really excited.
Now, how long have you been in town?
About 3 years only, unfortunately. Okay. I wish it was 30.
Now, you had visited before that, though, right?
I have. I spent a lot of time in Laguna Beach. I've visited all the restaurants down here. I've just loved Laguna Beach. I've gotten very involved with the nonprofits down here. I love the sense of community in Laguna, and I hope to never leave.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a magnet place. I'll never leave. Once you get here, you're stuck.
Exactly.
You're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Now, Of the restaurants you've eaten at since you've visited or lived here, is there one that's no longer here that you really, really miss? Is there a restaurant that just, oh, man, I
wish
we had that.
Wow, that's not in Laguna anymore. This sounds horrible to say this, but I'm a big sushi fan.
Right.
So one of my favorite restaurants that's not going to be here is Senshigo.
Okay.
Which is right here, as you know, Mid Laguna. And they're still in operation right now. Offhand, I can't think of any restaurant that's no longer here that I really enjoyed.
Did you ever eat at a place called 5 Feet?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Michael Chang.
Yeah. With the unbelievable catfish dish.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. I miss that,
too.
The good news is Amar Santana, who has Broadway there, filled his shoes pretty quickly and did a wonderful job there. I mean, that's
a great menu.
There's a lot of great stuff going on in Laguna with Craig Strong's New Ocean at Maine coming in or here now, actually. It just opened recently. I haven't tried that yet. I'm really looking forward to that. And I think the food scene in Laguna is changing for the better. And we've got a good food scene, but it's getting better now, which is really exciting.
Excellent. I have a theory, and if a chef spreads themselves too thin, does the quality suffer? I mean,
I think it does. I mean, a good example of a sleeper place, and again, this is going off script just a little bit or off ideas on this, but James Taylor, who runs a place down called The Grove, which is a breakfast place down here next to the post office. It's a great example of a guy that does an amazing job, focuses on just doing one thing, does an amazing breakfast, is there every day working his tail off, and has really been a big addition to the Laguna Beach community. He's been here a long, long time. That's a good example of a guy that just focuses on what he's doing and does a great job at it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you start cooking?
Wow. I originally started, my roots sort of come back to Laguna from a cooking standpoint. I was a money manager for 30 years.
Wow.
And retired about 10, 11 years ago. Went to culinary school here in Laguna Beach, where Laguna Culinary Arts was.
Okay.
And Chef Laurent and Nancy Milby, who owned the place back there, exactly where I took the restaurant over.
Oh, fantastic.
So I built out 845 Laguna Canyon Road, where Laguna Culinary Arts used to be. So my connection is deep to Laguna that way. Right. And I went to a one-year pro chef program down there, graduated back in 2008, and never looked back, and mainly focused on nonprofits.
Right.
I cooked. I was the head chef at the Orange County Rescue Mission as a volunteer for 4 or 5 years, and then transitioned that into my church up in Newport. And then when this property became available, I came down here and we built out Kitchen in the Canyon and started that in 2017.
I knew I liked you. Yeah. The moment you walked in the door, I'm like, I like this guy. We're talking to Patrick DiGiacomo, Patrick DiGiacomo, the food committee president for the Taste of Laguna. Taste of Laguna happens October 18th. That's 2 days away. Goes from 5:30 to 10. And it's going on at the Festival of Arts grounds. And if people want tickets, how do they get tickets?
They can just go on tastelaguna.com. They can you can show up at the event and buy tickets directly if you want to, but tastethelaguna.com and you can buy the tickets there. Or in a real jam, if you are nervous, call me.
Okay.
And 714-296-9303, call me. We'll get tickets to you ASAP. This is a great event. We hope to have it sold out, and we're really looking forward to everybody coming.
We are looking forward to it, too.
And please don't forget, when you see Ed, ask him about the chimichurri. It's mind-blowing, I promise.
I can't thank you enough, Patrick.
Thank
Man,
you.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, Ed.
It was a pleasure having
My
you here.
My pleasure. Thank
All right,
so
good
much.
Luck, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
All right. That's the Taste of Laguna on Thursday, Festival of Arts Grounds. We'll see you there. Tickets are available at tasteoflagunabeach.com.